Racism and evolution. Now, what's the connection?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a high-tech creation museum near Cincinnati.
I frequently speak on the topic of racism and evolution, and I make it clear that not every racist is an evolutionist, and not every evolutionist is automatically a racist. What I say in my talks is that the teaching of Darwinian evolution gives people a basis to justify their racist attitudes about certain groups of people. Let me explain. Charles Darwin taught that groups of people like the Australian Aborigines were closer to the ape-like ancestors than other groups. And because of evolutionary ideas applied to the Aborigines, thousands of bones of these human beings were shipped to museums around the world. See, they were presented as evidence of the so-called missing link. Of course, Adolf Hitler and many other tyrants used evolution as a justification for the killings of millions of people. Now, I'm not saying that evolution causes racist attitudes. It's sin that's the root cause. But evolution and its ideas of primitive and advanced peoples provides a basis for people to justify their racism. All humans are descended from the first man, Adam, not from an ape-like creature.
Ken Ham shares much more about the origin of the so-called races in a lengthy booklet. We found that it's such a great witnessing tool, we'd like to send 10 of them to you for your donation of any size today. Request the booklets on the origin of the races when you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.